Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you going to play that dastardly intro again?
Ow! Boom. This movie's still fine.
Zuccoli, pasta.
One of them dies, they go screw. One of them's a hottie, his name is Johnny. One of them looks like Johnny D, and his name is Johnny D.
Classic Maximum Joseph.
You forget that films are supposed
As
to have
the Warner
point.
Brothers logo flashes onto screen for the first time today, and I sit back, relax, better, and enjoy yet another screening of Maximum Joseph.
Actually, do you know what?
And Megan Oppenheimer's
just fucking
masterpiece.
Flick that switch. It's time. This is a bonus one. You weren't even supposed to be here, you know, for this one. You know what I'm saying? Are we still on? Are we still going? Studio Canal's Indians just come up. We've watched We Are Your Friends for the fourth time in a sitting.
Oh,
it's just
God.
Been on repeat. It's just been going and we've been in the room. So welcome everyone. It's a pleasure to have you with us. My name is Timothy Andrew Batt.
My name, for those of you who are wondering, Guy Montgomery. What a name.
Full name, please.
Guy Alexander Halifax Montgomery.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is it that time? Let me do it. If you please.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
That's the wrong one.
Do what you gotta do, man.
It's your thing. Do what you gonna do. That's a good track. So we're back in the film, everybody. Welcome. Welcome along.
Five ahead.
Can't believe we're still here.
Fuck you. There's Tiki Bars and Encino that pay more than that. We're gonna pull out on you then.
Sorry about that. Pause, everybody. Guy thought it would be an opportune moment to take a bite of his food while we were doing a bloody selfie of some photos. He's forgotten how audio works is what's happened there. It's a classic mix-up. Just a classic mix-up is what's happened there.
Sorry, everybody.
Guy's not sorry. He'll say he is, but he isn't.
I've got to eat.
Hey, so guess what, everybody? We're back in the movie. We're dealing with our fuckboys, Zac Efron and Jarhead, our first two key characters. Mum Dad is here, and she's ready to give some cereal to some hungry boys and some OJ. Is there a glass needed? I don't think so. Not for these gentlemen. Now Squirrel's here with the car. I fucking love the car they picked as well. That is a genuine car that a lot of people who I went to high school with had. It's like a, is this
Subaru
a Legacy?
Forester or a Volvo?
Forester. Fuck yes, it is a Forester. That's exactly what that shit is, I think.
I don't like how Johnny Depp acts around his friends.
What hour are we up to?
Six.
No, five.
No, look at the numbers, dude.
Oh, is it like birthdays where you kind of add one to where you are?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Sorry for ever questioning you, Guy.
You're all good, dude. But I don't like the way Johnny Depp acts around his friends. You're meant to be relaxed and like the best version of yourself with your friends, and I feel like he's still fronting. And as Pharrell sang in his song Frontin', which I really liked when it was released, I was just fronting, which doesn't quite tie into the message I was trying to communicate about how Johnny Depp's fronting around
sure
his boys
does.
In this film.
Sure, he's just fronting.
What I'm trying to communicate is that I don't like it. I feel like Squirrel's probably quite... Jarhead's definitely very true to himself. He's got a fucking pretty jarring personality, but he's not... He doesn't compromise. He is who he is, and you take him or leave him on face value. Zaccoli, probably not quite himself in the same way Jarhead is, for better and worse. Quite an earnest dude. Squirrel, a little softly spoken. He's pretty true to himself. Johnny Depp, he doesn't know who he is yet, and I find it disconcerting that he's hanging out with these guys. He's a bad influence. He wants trouble. Well, not
he
trouble.
Is trouble.
He is trouble, yeah.
There's only one thing about this boy is trouble. Yeah, friends.
Great singing along, my friend.
Sorry, dude.
So, I guess...
Just getting some photos online, eh?
Yeah, that's you got to do it, man. The question is...
99% of your body is Oh, it's fuck, I've
skin.
Forgotten.
Do you know what your biggest organ is?
Skin. You've given away the answer before the question even came. You know what I'm saying, G?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, dog. I was just getting out there, spreading the good word.
So we're back to flyering. We're back to scrubbing out
the world is yours.
The Scarface.
Incorrect, Scarface. The world is poster. Ours.
Fuck my... Titties. What is there left to plumb? You know? The depths. You're looking for a beer, aren't you?
Deep in my hit plums. The no, I gotta finish this first.
Oh, okay, sweet. It does make you wonder, though, how much of this film genuinely is stock footage. Because there's a lot of opportunities for it. And if you chuck a color grade over the whole thing, you can usually get away with that shit. That's my understanding. I ain't never made a movie before.
Yeah, I understand the same thing that you do. I just think... I mean, you know, there's just no perspective left. We
promote social on a Thursday, bro. We've met before.
We're through the looking glass, my dog.
Oh, that's not this bit. This
miles away.
Okay, do you know what? I'm now at the point where time doesn't exist in a linear fashion and everything is happening simultaneously. And it's up to me to just pick out random shit.
Okay. Which of these F-boys
We're peering back. We used to say fuck boys, now we don't?
It's not about what we used to say or what we currently say. It's about what's being said in the moment. You know, okay, don't ask questions.
Sorry, dog.
Putting our heads down and getting through our work.
Sorry, dog.
But which of these boys would you most like to go on an 8-hour road trip with? No bathroom breaks, no stereo, no cell phones.
Squirrel, no question.
I like it. And what do you think, conversationally speaking, some of the highlights that you could look forward to would be?
If anyone has studied something at university, I can usually like just have a conversation with them, finding out what they know. Yeah, I love like just learning shit. Tell me what you learned.
Yeah, I can respect that.
You know?
I love
What about you? Who would you want to be in a car with?
It's not a bad point that you made. I feel like in terms of comfort for 8 hours of sustained conversation, you're probably going to get the most mileage out of squirrels. So I'm with you on that one.
Sure.
I don't think it's that I love... to learn about other people's learning because I don't really retain the information very well, but I do like the idea.
You like the mood of it.
I love everything about and around it. I don't feel like any of that information that they speak to me, I really take with me, but I'm always like, fucking awesome. You're out there, you're doing your thing. You know about a bunch of stuff that I nor most people have any fucking clue about.
There's another way to take this, though, which is that you've got a grand opportunity to be with a fucking mental lunatic for 8 hours, which is actually semi-attractive to me, just because it's so different to the life I've built for myself. It's like, you know what? Give me Jarhead. No windows or toilet stops for 8 hours. Give me him, and let's just fucking find out what I'm made of and what is in his head.
Yeah,
I would relish the opportunity in some ways.
Have you hitchhiked before or picked
I have,
up a hitchhiker?
Certainly have, a few times.
Have you ever had any hairy experiences?
Not bad ones, no. I mean, like, you meet questionable people, of course, but nothing, you know, I haven't been murdered.
No. Clearly haven't been murdered, Tim, because we're recording this podcast together.
No, I mean, this isn't a...
I like to think if you had been murdered, I'd be one of the first to know.
Unless you're Bruce Willis, and I've been dead the whole time, you know?
There's no way. Because I don't see any other ghosts.
All I'm saying, and this isn't a tacit carte blanche for you to go and hitchhike, because I don't need that kind of responsibility, but I'm just saying the experience that I've had personally, limited experiences they may be, all good. all good. Like, met good people and got from A to B fine.
That's what it's all about. That's what hitchhiking's about. It's
but people get murdered doing hitchhiking too. So, you know, different strokes for different folks.
I don't think anyone sets
courses
out.
Courses for courses.
I don't know if those are the right colloquialisms to use.
I think you're right, actually. Bad idioms. Idiot idioms for the sitch.
What's your one, Squirrel? This is this moment right here. This is my favorite part. It's the moment before it starts. What do you think about that as a mantra? This is my favorite part of the night right here. It's the moment before it starts.
Disappointing, because it means the bit that you're enjoying is never the present.
It's the anticipation of what's to come.
Which means whatever happens is always a letdown. Like what he's basically saying, you know, if you use what's it called? Like conductive reasoning, is that nothing is ever as good as you think it's going to be. He's fucking pumped. He's way more pumped before the thing happens than when it happens. That means the thing is never as good. That's why I never get too excited about shit, because then the thing is a pleasant surprise.
That's equally defeatist. It's just different means to the same end.
No, it isn't, because
it's tempering your expectations.
But living, but being impressed by the present is more rewarding than being excited about the future. Just be grateful. Be humble, bro.
Well, I guess.
Hey, hashtag be humble.
The fact that Squirrel does wind up dead time after time, and here you are week after week alive and kicking, suggests that maybe your philosophy is the right one. Not that there is a right or wrong philosophy.
Time after time.
If you want him, he'll be there. He'll be sleeping week after week. And his squirrel, he's sleeping because he is dying week after week. Week after week. Week after week. You say, squirrel, have here this line. His sinus does unwind.
And he's squirrel, dead, and he's dying, he's no longer
breathing for me.
And he is our friend,
he's squirrel, and now he's gone.
Time after week.
We don't learn anything about what we have done to him week after week. Man, we're all over the show.
Hey, do you know what people love about this podcast? Our chemistry. Do you know what's lacking right now? Us being on the same wavelength.
Well,
and I love it.
I
bloody love it.
I will say this for why we work so well together. We're never afraid to finish each other's sentences.
Or sandwiches. Which I should be, because I have a highly contagious disease which is spread by saliva.
Pardon?
Nothing. What a great scene we're watching right now in this director's commentary of We Are Your Friends. We've been watching it 4 times today because we thought that'd be a cool idea for something to do. Fuck, that is absurd to say out loud. Here's Somalie. Welcome to her. Here's some glitter cannons.
They're confetti cannons, idiot.
Fucking whatever,
that's
dude.
That's clearly not glitter. I've never seen glitter that big in my life before.
Okay, here's...
Have you ever seen a piece of glitter that's 3 inches long?
Yeah.
No. Do you know why? Because I'm no longer glitter, that's confetti.
I'm done. I shouldn't have signed up to this one. I've bit off more than I can chew.
Hey, for this to work, you and me, we're going to have to work
together. We are in it. But I'll tell you what would help us is... any kind of, you know, coal-powered chimney situation, a real steam-powered effort to get to the end, you know? It's going to be nothing but a good thing.
Dick Van Dyke from the film Mary Poppins to stop by your studio and clean your chimney.
I need a chimney sweep.
What's his character's name in that? Chim-chimney? Bilbo Baggins or something along the lines.
No, surely not.
If I'm not much mistaken.
Oh my goodness, that'll kill me.
Bilbo Baggins as I live and breathe. I watched the first episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show the other day on Netflix.
Oh, how was that? Wait, is that on Netflix now?
Yeah, it was good. Heaps of funny gags.
Dick Van Dyke, what an absolute talent. Who lived to such a trip? Wait, he's dead now though, eh?
Nah, dude, he's still kicking it.
Is he fucking for real?
Man.
Holy shit.
He's also in Good Nick.
Oh, he looks... he's in his 90s, and he doesn't... he looks like he's in his, like, late 60s.
You thought he was dead 20 seconds ago.
No, I've seen recent footage of him in his 90s. I know that I've seen him in his 90s, so that point remains. I did think he had died. I thought he died in the last year, but maybe not. Clearly not. I thought he was one of those things that got kind of overshadowed by Trump getting in, you know?
How do you think that the costumes in this film are going to age moving forward? Say, two decades from now.
A fucking t-shirt? Probably fine, dude. They're not very ambitious.
No, there's more to it than that, though. You see full body shots, you know? There's a few statement pieces made.
That is Bernie Sanders.
What is? What I'm saying?
Bernie's Bernie Sanders. The sensible alternative to the reality we're living in.
Hey, easy now, you Bernie brother. Me? Well, I'm a senator's sister. My brother, he's the senator of Florida. His name?
Oh, fuck.
Senator Tim Key. Like, Tim Kane? Key is a... No, I don't know. I was making up a name. But Tim Key is a very, very funny comic from Britain. He's certainly not the senator of Florida.
Hey, guess what? These guys are smoking drugs. And guess what the drug is? Marijuana mixed with tobacco. And they're about to go to a house party.
Not anymore. They're going to get into a Chrysler.
Is it a Chrysler?
Yeah,
how do you
man.
Know that?
You can see its logo. Or a Chevrolet. Are they the same or different things? I don't know. They both got gold logos, as I understand it. Yeah, have some of this whiskey that's laced with PCP, dude.
Such a fucking weird... what do you call those things? Hip flasks
here,
as well.
Here, this would be the honest pitch from James Reader the Fearless to Zaccoli to get into this Uber Lux with him. Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, do you want to get into the back of a car while I ply you with whiskey and PCP and tell you about all the cities I've visited? Yes, you're in luck. That's exactly what I'm about to do to you.
So someone's coming to check on us and it terrified me, but it turns out it was a reflection of the screen on the window.
It was your own soul.
My bad. It's just my own soul coming to visit me to say, hey, dude, how are you tracking at the moment? Do you think you're doing everything you could be doing?
What a wonderful kind of day.
Hey, where we learn to love and play and get along with each other. The paintings in this are pretty cool, but it sucks that they don't name the artist because I assume that what happened is the filmmaker, Maximum Joseph, was like, yo, dude, we'll use your paintings and we'll give you a shout out in the movie. Just like we're giving that Vine dude and whoever else, Instagram lady, whatever. We'll give them shout outs too. And then the artist doesn't get a single shout out. That's all I have to say on the matter. Feel free to jump in whenever you want, guy.
Do you think that the Vine artist, this is just idle speculation about nothing very interesting.
I'm so glad you qualified your opinion at this point with this is just idle speculation. Welcome to our podcast, Guy. It may as well be called Idle Speculation with Tim and Guy. But please go on.
Well, because our podcast isn't called Idle Speculation with Tim and Guy, Tim, I thought it might be useful for people who are tuning in at this exact point for the first time to qualify my opinion as Idle Speculation.
What do you got for me, baby? You've lost it, haven't you? It's
gone. Of course I've lost it. We've spoken so much between the occurrence of the thought and me trying to say it out loud.
Well, that's earned me a couple of Doritos. So why don't you tell me about the 29th best experience of your life?
Oh, we're well beyond 29, my friend. As I recall, we're in the mid-30s. Of the highlights of my life. And would that I could relay some of those experiences to you, but right now they all escape me. Suffice it to say, I believe, if memory serves, that the 34th memory already listed by me in terms of highlights of my life was a performance by Liza Minnelli, Beyonce's smash hit single, All the Single Ladies, which in turn has triggered a memory of the 35th highlight of my life, which, believe it or not, and this is almost becoming embarrassing at this point, was when Liza Minnelli, I caught a performance of her performing Beyonce's All the Single Ladies inside of the film Sex in the City 2, and I gotta say, that for me was probably the 35th best experience of my life. The 36th best experience of my life, were I to speculate, would also probably be another time, a different instance, when I caught Liza Minnelli perform Beyonce's smash hit single, All the Single Ladies, in the film Sex in the City 2.
It's so good to know about you, dude. This is what I love about spending time with you, is that I live and I learn and I listen and I learn and I love and I learn and I learn. You know? I now know the top 37. Seven experiences of your short little life.
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool detail to have.
You're only a quarter way through your life. You know that? I reckon you'll live to 120.
Yeah, it's my ambition.
Hashtag 120, blaze it. Dude.
That's why I keep injecting all these growth hormones into my calves.
No. Really?
Yeah. I'm going to be immortal.
Good on you.
You ever wonder why my calves glow like that?
You're not a big shorts man when I see you.
Yeah, I know, but you know how even when I'm wearing pants and my pants are glowing?
Yes.
And I'm always like, oh, these are just glow pants. They're more expensive.
You do say that often.
Those are my calves.
Shit.
Don't know why they're glowing so much?
Hey, does it... Why?
Because I've been buying very expensive growth hormones from a mad scientist.
I mean, again, A does not equal B. But do they hurt?
My calves?
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, constantly?
It's agony. It's like having the most intense cramps permanently.
Can I tell you something, though?
Yeah.
They look good, so it's
Thank
worth it.
Thank you.
Because as we know...
I don't know if it is worth it.
As we all know, everything's about looking good. Doesn't matter if you're in severe pain
constant agony.
Essentially cancer. I mean, if it's radiating green, it's probably it's cancerous.
It's not that. It's growth hormones. And they're glowing bright because they're glowing strong.
Wow.
And... I've never before in this much pain.
Okay.
Can I tell you that? I wish I could articulate the agony I'm feeling right now. I could begin to try.
Could you try and select a metaphor involving an animal that would sort of just give me a ballpark idea of the kind of pain?
Sooner than trying to articulate the experience I'm having, I would rather relay to you the 38th best moment in my life. Which would be when I saw Liza Minnelli perform Beyonce's smash hit single, All the Single Ladies, in the film Sex and the City 2.
Tell your story, Walken, mate. I have heard this.
I wish I could, Tim. But such is the state of my glowing calves right now, I can barely move for agony.
Jog on, mate.
I can't.
Do you know what I feel like right now? I feel like James Reed from The Feelers from this scene from We Are Your Friends. He is so hungover that he can't bring himself to even leave the house at this point, and it's 12:30 in the afternoon. He's made the decision to keep drinking, a completely reasonable one, considering the context. I'd probably do the same, except that I don't really do a lot of drinking anymore. Apart from right now, where I'm doing a lot.
Yeah, man, look, I gotta say... To me, it just feels like these people are making the same mistakes over and over again. And
this car feels like it's a virtual... It's like a PlayStation 3...
So you get in time zone.
Yeah. Hard out, dude. No one's got seats like this in their actual car, do they?
Look at that goofy as fuck dashboard as well.
It's so stupid. The whole thing's fucking dumb. It's like seats that you would expect in an arcade when you're playing like fucking Colin McRae or some shit. F1 2020. It's not a game. I just made that up. But, you know, it's outlandish. They're over the top.
Yeah, man.
Too garish for anyone to actually use, surely.
What do you think? See that high-rise-ish building that they look out over from where they're standing? What sort of business do you think goes on in that building? It's just behind Johnny Depp right now.
Well, we were in a pretty high-rise building, and I tell you what we were doing in there. Pitching a TV show.
How'd that go for you?
Not well.
Where do you think the pitch fell down?
I tell you, one of them was because it was at the end of the trip before we were about to get on a plane to go to New Zealand, and we were very hungover and burnt out.
Yeah. And what specifically within that meeting about where you were hungover and burnt out do you think went wrong?
The fact that neither of us could properly articulate what we wanted to make as a TV show.
Interesting.
You know the one I'm talking about.
I really have no recollection of that. My memory of that meeting is I said, hey, do you guys want to see something insane? I've just started taking these growth hormones and I'm pretty sure my calves are glowing. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
How do you think that played in the room on that day?
I remember that it went very, very poorly.
Yeah. They weren't glowing at all when I bought them out, so they thought I was insane.
We're at the start of this watch. That's what I fucking love. That's what I love about this movie. The movie will always be the movie, dude. That's one thing you've got to admire about this. The movie will always be the film.
It's got no other choice.
You know, it doesn't have to decide, will I go jeans or chinos today? Will I go t-shirt or business shirt? The movie will always be the movie.
We are inside of a hellish loop right now, my guy. Like, none of this is having any...
I'm seeing it pixel by pixel. Like, nothing makes any sense.
That sort of stonewashed shirt that he wears on his first day in the office has always been pretty fucking confident to me. I would not wear that myself.
Who are you talking about?
Zaccoli. I mean, Skrull does not give one flying fuck.
Skrull could give less fuck.
That shirt there.
No. Dwell on Skrull, bro. It looks like Zaccoli's raided someone's dad's closet and not his own because, as we know, he doesn't have parents. But Skrull looks like he just didn't even give a shit.
They're on the blower, and Skrull probably doesn't give a shit. He's learned about maths at a university.
Can I just, like, the whole Zaccoli buzz, like, fuck, man, I feel bad for him, but I'm just literally explaining what his costume looks like to me. Is it's like going into someone who's roughly the same size as you but 20 years older and just rifling through and being like, oh, this isn't a great look, but I guess it's business and it fits me, so I'm going to do this, you know?
Yeah,
that's what his uniform screams to me in this scene. Skrull is effectively wearing a fucking hoodie with a cap on. Like,
they're working the phones, man. You can wear what you want.
Put a fucking tie on, dude.
Yeah, good job, buddy. You hide that money under your Discman.
Bunch of USBs and a Discman, because all good DJs have a portable Sony Discman in 2015.
Man, they've been trying to get this pool ready for as long as I've been watching this movie.
Should we talk about mini discs for a bit? By we, I mean me. I love them, and I miss them.
No, you don't. No one misses them.
I miss mini discs.
You enjoy the idea of them, the novelty of them, but they were a flawed technology from the fucking beginning.
They were. Okay, now we're talking about them. Here's the thing about mini discs: the hardware wasn't flawed at all. The thing that fucking killed them was that Sony, who were the main, by a long way, the main makers of those mini disc players, required you to use their software to get the songs on there, and their software was beyond horrific. It broke multiple computers that my family owned. Kept installing Sonic Stage on there, it would break the computer. They were not good at writing code, but very good at building shit. Mini discs were awesome. And then finally they got to the point where they're like, oh, you can put MP3s on now. It's like, cool, iPods have been out for 2 years. What up, bowl?
And that's where mini discs went wrong. But there will be a time, if it hasn't already happened, where they are ironically cool. And to the people who are doing that, I say, stop. Unless you're Tim Batt, who seems to have a genuine emotional investment in the technology.
I own so many of them. I think I had probably like four different mini disc players when I was in high school. I reckon they probably are at the stage now where they've got a bit of hipster cred. They probably go for thousands, you know? I haven't seen one in ages.
If you've got four of them kicking around, you should make yourself some goddamn cash.
Oh, they're gone, mate. I sold them at the time. They're gone. I'd always upgrade to the next model, you know? Okay, so here we are, Tim and Guy, forging ahead. We're in the montage moment of the film. We're understanding what BPMs mean to genre, and we're understanding what genre means to music. Right now, we're at a daytime party where these people usually don't party until midnight, but they're going to party right now because Zac Efron is a knowledgeable dude on how to cut through the resistance and get people to boogie. And he's looking around because his advice is you just need one person to start.
He always has quite a nice, like, wolfish grin on his face in that shot just prior. I always enjoy it. It's almost like the bottom half of his face is slightly out of focus, but he's got quite a goofy grin on and his green eyes are glowing. Shout out to Zace Fron.
Hey, I'll tell you what, guy. Maybe it's the fact that I've been worn down by three watches and, you know, had a couple of beers. Love this movie. Love it.
You will not be able to sustain that for the remainder of this movie.
I just want to point out, I don't love it just because of, as I said that, we had a very slow motion shot of Simon Lee's chest.
I can't imagine anyone watching this film along in time with it right now.
That's true. I shouldn't have made that revelation. But I just want to say the two things were completely disconnected. Now around the bit, we were explaining that dubstep is 140 beats cut to half speed at 70, and house music sucks massive dick at 110 to 130 BPM. And then there's hardcore and old Captain Red Shorts with the stabby stick. Oh, fuck, man. Who gives a shit about this shit?
Recently you were saying that you like this movie.
Let's talk about horoscopes. What star sign are you?
I'm a Libra, dude.
What does that entail?
The scales of justice.
So you're like even-handed and fair?
No, I'm best known amongst my friends and family for being able to look at any single item and know its weight exactly.
That huge thing of
beer. That magnum of beer?
Yeah.
4 kilograms.
I actually reckon you're pretty fucking dead on with that.
I know I'm right. It's my best known ability.
Okay, it's 1.5 litres, which is 1.5 kg, plus whatever the glass is, which I actually reckon is about 800 grams. So I think you're not a hundo, but probably pretty close.
I don't need to hold it to know for certain.
You reckon that's 4.5 kg?
I know, that's 4 kilograms
exactly. Slightly under that, but
that's just anything you point to, I can tell you its exact weight.
I'm done. Just the one and done. I've always said that.
You're looking longingly at how long we've been recording.
No, it's just
for.
Scratching my neck. I've got this itchy, I don't know if my itchy on the back of my neck. But that too, you know. I mean, here we all are watching the film again. So we got that going for us. I'm a Leo myself, born in mid-August.
What does that mean?
Leo is the big show-off of the solar system, whatever it's called, the horoscopes. You know how each star sign has a planet? Our planet is the sun.
I didn't know that.
Orbits
and that
around
is
us.
Awesome.
Yeah, and our like animal is our symbol is the lion, the king of the jungle.
Yeah,
Leos are the shit. They're basically the best.
But you would say that as a Leo.
Well, I guess so. It doesn't make it untrue.
It also doesn't make it true.
Fair call, fair cop, kabah. That's very Libra of you to assess.
What can I say? I know the exact weight of anything you point to.
Oh, fuck. Who cares about your pentatonic fucking piano anymore, dude? Look at all those gold records he's got behind him, though.
They care. Do you know what's impressive?
What?
They really care.
Who?
These two.
Oh.
They're getting along.
Zac Efron and Wes Bentley.
Shit, man.
I'm
probably losing it right now.
I know, dude. I hear you. But do you know what is the only cure for that? This thingy.
Yeah, dog.
We must go deeper. We must go into another dream. Is that what Leonardo DiCaprio said?
I think in the film Titanic, just before the iceberg, he said,
"We must go into another dream."
Yeah, but he said it in a South African accent. Because he was working in a diamond mine.
I haven't seen that one. You need to talk if I'm not talking, dog. That's how this works.
Nah, I think people are okay with a comfortable silence. If they trust them when it feels comfortable for me, it's comfortable for them, then I'm in the clear. I apologize to anyone listening to this individually on its own merits. I can't imagine
they don't exist.
What you're extracting from it.
I mean, the merits of this barely exist in context, but by its own, it doesn't stand up to any kind of assessment. Which is the great irony, because... Nah, fuck it. This movie's supposed to be assessed just in its own context. Just pick an empty can, mate. We're surrounded by them. Just pick one. Drop it in there. Fucking hell. What will become of us, guy?
You don't need to coach me through my life experiences, Dad.
Hey, I'm here to help, and I'm trying to help, and you're not taking the help. So whose problem is that? Mine still? Yep.
You know what that was?
You tell me.
It was a kiss. For a kiss is always a gift. And
callback.
I gotta say that to me is almost the greatest gift I can think of. Yet it still somehow pales in comparison to my memory of the 39th highlight in my life.
Oh, fuck my asshole. Okay, here we go.
Which is when Liza Minnelli performed Beyonce's smash hit single, All the Single Ladies, in the film Sex and the City 2.
He's upset about people being in the pool. Very upset.
I got a really barrel Zaccoli as he reacted to Wes Bentley shouting.
I was looking at both
Aiden.
Of them. I feel like I'm moving fast enough now that I can assess the whole scene at once. I can look at two people's faces simultaneously. That's where I'm at. Just so we're all aware.
It's a good spot to be in.
Omnipotent for the film.
Pick a place, man.
Anywhere. And everywhere.
And that's away they'll go to the beach where they indulge in the illegal drug weed while looking over the horizon.
We've been talking a lot about comic book movies in this session. Have you ever seen The Watchmen?
Nah, man. Is it good?
Oh, it's mixed, eh? I haven't read the comic. Everyone says the comic is just like the fucking best. I actually did. The movie got a bit panned. I enjoyed it more, I think, than the reviews, you know, would have led one to suggest how much they should enjoy it. But it definitely had some weird shit that wasn't, like, you know, kind of explained enough or whatevs. Is that seagull moving real weird at the bottom of the screen?
Yeah, it was CGI.
Did you see it?
Yeah, of course I saw it. I got eyes.
I've never seen that seagull before.
It's all I see every week. It shows up in a lot of other scenes as well.
That seagull, the same one.
You got to be looking pretty close, but yeah.
Bloody hell.
I think it gets credited as second lead in the credits.
Second lead.
After Zac Efron.
The seagull's name is Steve Seagal.
Yeah. It's a
nothing
technology.
For that? Are you serious? We've been recording for like 5 hours, man. It's not bad.
And yeah, but no, it's true. That's a business owned by Steven Seagal. It's a technology he developed. It's a seagull that he hires out to play the second lead role.
No respect, yeah. No respect.
Hey, Mr. Dangerfield, I give you plenty of respect.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Oh, man. You are a broken man, my friend.
Hey, we're all broken. It's just a matter of fucking getting that whiskey glass away from my face because I am a drunk DJ who's fallen asleep because I'm a big baby and I need someone to look after me.
Really
grow
does.
Up, you fuck. You are like 40 years old or whatever. Sort your shit, dog.
I kind of agree with you on that one, Tim. The guy is...
Fuck.
He's got to sort out his own problems. If you're not loving yourself, how can you make space to love anyone else, Mr. Bentley?
What fucks me off is this dude is he's well-resourced. He's got a good brain. He's got a good head on his shoulders. Figure it out, dude.
He disrespects it day after day.
Stop fucking everyone, man. I don't know. Hey, listen. The carpet is awful in the studio. I don't know how else to describe it. It's a bunch of stripes. Some of them are orange. Some of them are the different orange. And a lot of them are black. It's just bad.
Hey, you know what's in the background of Zay's Fron right now?
An
out of
iMac.
Focus? It's a record of Pretense of Eternity. It's the fucking album artwork and album of The Pretense of Eternity.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I just read it.
But it was out of focus.
Yeah, but you can still figure it out. Yes. That is detail, man. That's attention to detail.
It's not bad album art either. I mean, like, I've seen worse, you know? It's just a bunch of lines that are different colors. I'm down with that. I love cubism.
It's not so bad.
Fuck, man. Those set dresses. No one would have noticed that, dude. It took us, even half of us, 40 whatever watches and a bunch of shit to see that.
Yeah.
No one notices this shit. Why even bother? You know?
It's nice. It's nice for whoever put that attention to detail into the mise-en-scene of the shot. Shout out to that person.
Fuck.
We fucking did it, man. Or lady. Or,
how much more movie is there, eh? Quite a lot, eh?
An hour?
Yep. I did it again, guy. I've bitten off slightly more than I can chew. Okay. What do you guys want to talk about?
Let's talk about Bluetooth headsets.
Yeah, let's. The year is 2015. The technology exists for wireless headsets, and yet it's not been brought into to wide...
Did you wear a headset like that when you used to call people up on the phone?
Yeah, yeah, hard out.
Did you used Very to, similar. Like, rock it?
I don't know how one rocks a headset, to be honest.
Were there people in the office who had a higher-end headset?
Yeah, I think there actually was.
And would they sort of ride that confidence into their phone calls?
Yeah, their ones were Bluetooth, I think. But it was more like they were dealing with their kind of company-issued cell phones. Well, not company, because it wasn't a company, but their, you know, government department-issued shit.
And were the people on the Bluetooth headsets the sharks?
Like the managers. There were no sharks where I worked. I worked for the tax department. There weren't sharks there.
Yeah, the tax sharks. Would you aspire to wear...
Tech shacks are a different thing.
Would you aspire to wear the Bluetooth headset?
Absolutely not. No one aspired to remain in the department. It was just like, hey, you know what pays pretty well for an entry-level job? This bullshit. So let's get in, get fucked up on a Friday, and keep doing it next week.
You never got to wear the hallowed Bluetooth headset.
No, but do you know what I did? I learned enough skills to jump around the shit and then buy my own headset later. And now look at me. I own no less than 6 pairs of headphones.
Was the headset you bought later a Bluetooth headset?
I can't remember, mate. You're really pushing a particular narrative, which I don't think is going to like come to fruition on how my life went. I get what you're trying to create here. I understand it. I respect it. Feels but I'm not like, willing to lie to people.
So you don't...
Just to serve the story.
That doesn't feel like you're respecting it.
Who can tell at this point? I don't give a shit. But we just burned another minute, so that's positive, right?
It's all a step in the right direction.
Yeah. All right, so listen. If you're watching the film with us, which is no one, we're at the point now where James Reed from The Feelers and Zicoli the Crying DJ have joined forces to become an unstoppable DJ partnership. They're rocking the what are they called? Underground clubs. They've got Somali on a track. She's laying down some vocals. They're making some new songs,
they're
finally.
They're really taping together some club music. And to be frank, to be honest, they're doing better with it than they have any right to.
And everyone's getting their dick wet off the back of these unduly celebrated dance tracks.
The club is doing the song more than justice. It couldn't have gone better for them. I mean, they really just put this thing together in a rush. I don't think it's ready for market at all. They've done no real tests.
Probably didn't even get mastered, you know, like do the basics, cunts. Sorry.
Oh man, we're really in the trenches now. Really in the
mud. You
know
where we are. We're in the studio, mate. We're laying down another fat beat and mean track. Oh, man, fuck all this shit.
Off to the Mexican restaurant.
This, like definitely expendable, eh? There's actually no real reason for this to exist on this timeline.
This dinner?
Yeah. It's just like, okay, we're at a party. I guess you can't just jut the party up. Hard against
this is to be like this
the wine
is to
and
be,
cheese night.
Yeah, this is certainly superfluous, but also it's doing a lot. It's meant to be doing a lot of heavy lifting and plot development, but it's all very hollow. There's tension between James Reed from The Feelers and Somali. I tell you what, Cole Carter and Somali, they want to at least spend a little bit more time together. Maybe have sex, maybe not. Maybe he'll wear his jeans the whole night. Who's to say?
I don't have anything else to say.
Get your
really
head out of your hands and into that microphone, my friend.
I'm sorry. Listen, here we are. We're in one waka and we've both got oars. So let's get into it. Jeez, thoughts? prior against?
Look, if you're asking morally, it's a real quagmire of a situation, but I think ultimately cheese is bad.
Explain through why it's morally a quagmire.
Well, just that the dairy industry as it stands, it's not good for the environment or the animals. But the thing is, cheese is also very delicious.
Allow me to push back if I may. Why is it bad for the animals?
like cows are meant to milk for their little little cows.
There's a very good chance cows wouldn't exist had we not corralled them up and went, you guys are delicious, we're going to breed more of you.
Yeah, well, I don't think the cows are like, okay, yeah, and then just have carte blanche in our bodies.
Yeah, but babies also don't give us permission to look after them. So should we not?
I feel like it's a false equivalent.
Why? Both can't communicate their appreciation of us looking after them. And this wonderful paternalistic agreement we have with both our young and bovine.
We don't farm babies for anything.
Well, maybe we should look at doing that. We kind of do if you consider adoption.
That's not accurate.
It's not. Now, that is a false equivalence. I'll give you that.
But we just
burned another 60 seconds.
Oh my.
So we're closer to the finish line than we were.
Oh, my God. Oh.
We got through the whole wine and cheese night at Larissa's.
Clarissa's.
Whatever. I don't fucking care.
I do.
You're right, though. I shouldn't, shouldn't make little of that. You're dead right. It's Clarissa's party. And she'll die if she wants to. No, cry. I got the words wrong.
Oh, I've gone, you know, really over the edge now.
I'm amazed everything's still going. There's a lot of machinery in the room that's still going. There's one computer is playing the movie, one computer is recording our voices, and God, I hope it doesn't crash. We've got a redundant, like a bit of a backup plan. Another recorder recording our voices in case the first system fails. We got a camera happening over there. We got a screen that's playing the movie, and they're all still going, as far as I can tell.
You addressing that out loud feels like a real prime opportunity for something to shit the bed.
Oh fuck, you're dead right.
Okay. Assemblage.
Well, good thing I don't believe in
miracles.
What's the fucking? Are there fireworks going on out there? Just keep looking in that direction.
Nah, I think it's the reflection again.
Nah. Something was happening out that window. I will literally look for anything to take me out of this shit.
Hey, come on, man. We're all sorry, in the car.
Sorry. Hey, we're all watching We Are Your Friends. What a great film. I love it.
You ain't getting any. What interests you?
Bow, 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 bow. Look, I want to find them aliens. That's what I want. I want to get out there. I want us to explore space and find them aliens.
You believe
then get destroyed by them.
You believe that aliens are out there?
I just keep coming back to that old math problem of it's pretty impossible to consider they're not. It's a big old universe out there. It seems way too unlikely that we, you know, happen to luck in this planet and others haven't. Don't you think?
No, I think you're right. I think you're on the money.
Now we're at the music festival. It's a cool shot, that little x-ray shot of how many drugs the boys are carrying on them. I love that. We all love that. Every week we see it and we love it. We keep loving the film. 40 times, not enough. 3 times in a day, not enough. You got to keep loving it. Love yourself and love We Are Your Friends, because we are your friends and we love you.
I don't think it feels like we're doing either of those things right now. And now, let's party. Yeah, boom. We are at the club now. We're dancing to the music now. We're all dancing at the...
What's the earliest memory that you have?
Of my life?
Yeah.
It's not the earliest memory, but the first one that sprung to mind is in a Montessori, I think. It was a running race that we had around like a tree at the end of the playground or whatever.
Classic Flash.
And we, it like, you had to go and run around the tree, and the tree had like cobbled pavement around it. And I fell, I was winning, and I fell over when I was running around the tree, and I skinned my knee.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And I got a little scar on my knee.
So you were in pain.
I guess, but I still have the scar on my knee and I'm like...
Do you really? To this day?
I haven't really checked for it lately, but I'm sure it's out there.
Bloody hell.
What about you?
Do you know, I don't think I firsthand remember much from early on, but I remember remembering, if that makes sense.
Not really.
I remember at one time in my life being able to remember a lot further back. Does that make sense?
Barely.
So the memory of the memory that I have, one of the earliest ones is throwing sycamore seeds up with my granddad in the St. James Park in Christchurch. Watching them fall down.
Oh, the little helicopters.
You got it.
And those are good fun, huh?
Real good. Just good childhood stuff, you know? Good childhood stuff. And then the other one is, look, we're children of the 90s. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air must have been on air when I was a young kid. And I remember being in kindergarten and emulating that bit at the end of the intro sequence of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where he whips his head around when he's got the cap on, when he's knocking on the door.
Yeah.
You're home to Bel-Air. You know, he's there, finally there, sitting his throne as the Prince of Bel-Air. And he whips his head around. And I did that on a slidey down pole that you get in the kindergarten when I was about 3 or 4. Fucking smashed my head at maximum speed and cracked my skull open doing the Will Smith head whip around. They had to physically glue my skull back together.
Gee whiz, that's full on.
And not for the last time. I had 3 of those where I cracked my skull open as a young kid. I honestly think to this day that it does have something to do with my very bad memory.
Yeah.
And those 3 quite significant knocks to the old brain box as quite a young child, you know? My poor parents, eh? I keep just absolutely wasting my head.
Yeah, that would have been a sting for them. What a bit of bad luck that you just keep banging your head.
Bad luck or bad management, mate.
If you'd pulled off that head waggle on the way down the pole or slide.
You could be dealing with New Zealand's Elon Musk.
Exactly.
You know? Maybe I was destined for greater things.
Who's to say?
But aren't you glad that I got retarded enough to hang out with you?
Hey, look, I would say, Tim, that I think you've had a life well lived.
Hard out. It really suggests you're about to kill me. Or you know something I don't about the end of my life.
No, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about anything.
There's them having sex. Don't. They're having sex.
You don't know that.
God damn it.
He could be still wearing his jeans. We never see him take them off. That's all I'm saying.
Are there any more beers? Oh, we got the Peroni, eh? I can't even be bothered getting it, but I will.
It's a gripping narrative. from start to finish. Good morning, my sweet.
Good morning, Guy. It's about 10 o'clock. Oh, no, it's 9 p.m. Oh, sorry, you're in the film. Beg your pardon. I knew it was a goof.
No worries.
I mean,
Would it be comfortable laying your head in between?
Hey, you reckon you'll have kids one day, Guy?
Who's to say, man? It's a big question.
Hey, Guy, do you reckon there's... Do you get reborn after you die? What do you think happens?
I don't know that anything necessarily happens.
Guy, why do bad things happen to good people?
The world is a cruel and unusual place. And there's no real rhyme or reason to a lot of what happens, Tim.
Well, I'm out of questions.
Would you rather sweat mayonnaise or every time you poo have to do a poo the size of a baseball?
Baseball. I'd do the poo baseball thing. Oh, wait, hold up. Yeah, no, I think I would. Because I would rather suffer in private than suffer in public.
Yeah, sweating mayonnaise would be a real, real point of frustration.
Like, that's bad, man. But if you're doing a shit the size of a baseball, I assume your body, like, you, I mean, you're not.
Feels like the first time every time.
Oh. Oh, shit. Do you know the thing is, I'm not a big sweater. I don't sweat a lot. So maybe mayonnaise for me personally, because I don't think it would be obvious.
Obviously this is going to be impacting you personally.
Yeah. I mean, it's my call, right?
Yeah, it's your body.
Fuck, it's a tough one, eh? What about you?
I'd rather shit a baseball. I sweat all the time.
Is this one you've just made up, or is this kind of a popular sort of one?
Someone asked me it before. I don't know.
It's a goodie. Feels like the kind of thing comics would ask other comics on a road trip. Done it just. Maybe not. Tanya Romero back in the fray. Come over tonight, big fight. The fucking date stamp on that text message is from 2014. Did you see that?
Yeah. Do you know what? The more... Oh. Actually, no, they just wind me back. Saying the more I read that text, come over, big fight, and how it's meant to be ambiguous, the more I'm like, if he was about to pick a fight with him, he wouldn't send him a text saying, come over, big fight. But then I remembered the context being specific to him and Somali might have had a big fight.
Yeah, exactly. God damn it, guys. Come on, stay with me.
I held your hand through my whole process there and arrived at exactly where the film was trying to take me.
Sorry for attacking you for
that. I'd call that a success.
I won't do that again. You never attack the process. You can attack the end result, never attack the process. There are no bad ideas in a brainstorm. I used that the other day on my TV show. Welcome to Banter, proving that there are some bad ideas in a brainstorm.
That's a funny thing to say.
Thanks. There's a lot of lines out there that I'm throwing out which are getting no recourse whatsoever that I'm like, nah, that one's good. Nah, fuck you guys, that one's funny. Oh, I'll tell you what the best one was, that Brendan Green and I thought of together. Welcome to Banter, the shit hot new show that talks shit about hot news. That's not bad,
That's satisfying, but I like... the deprecation of there are bad ideas in a brainstorm.
We also said, welcome back. This is all Brendan Green's. This wasn't even input from me. Welcome back to Banter, a fidget spinner in the... a chattering in a world of fidget spinners.
If you are from New Zealand, that's is very funny.
Welcome back to the director's commentary of We Are Your Friends, featuring Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery, the co-hosts of The Worst Idea of All Time. We've watched the film 3 times already today in its entirety, and we're on to our 4th in a row. Right now, we are 3, 4.
Getting sentimental with James Reed.
There's been a handover of a MacBook Pro box, and does it have a MacBook Pro box? Does it have a MacBook Pro in it?
No. Not normally.
Absolutely not. What has occurred in the box this week, Guy?
49 dice, or die, plural. All on the number 6. It's a maths problem.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. 49 die, they all get rolled like some sort of big Baccarat table, and they all come up six.
Yeah.
I'm going to say to you, weighted dice, dude, it's too unlikely.
Yeah, do you know what I say to that?
Go on.
Put your fingers on the table. Bam, I'm putting a hammer on top of them.
Whoa, Jesus.
That's right, you lost your fingers.
Oh, my God.
Don't ask questions. Answer the fucking maths problem.
Fuck. What? If, there wasn't even a problem presented. You just...
49 times 6. Oh, go.
Okay. 500.
Bam, there go your other fingers. You're out of fingers.
God damn.
Kablooey, there goes.
294.
Correct.
Is it?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Is it really?
I got no idea. But you just lost all your fingers in
Hold
one
up,
set
can
of
we
toes.
Check? Okay, let me get a thing, though, because I actually want to check that. I want to see what the fuck the actual number is. Oh, where's your timer at, dog? Surely it's been another one, right? Or maybe it hasn't, actually.
No, know. It hasn't.
That's a shame. We're taking photos every hour. Just to chronicle the journey. Okay, so we're getting 6 times 49 die. 294, dog. I did it. I did it on my fucking head.
Because you're a smart guy.
It took me a few goes, though.
You got a big brain.
A few runs at it. Oh, this is heartbreaking to watch again. I just... am I off?
No, you're on, I think.
Am I? I don't think I am.
No, actually, I can't hear you right
Hello?
Now.
Hello?
You're not registering at all.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. I'll carry us.
I don't know what's happening.
My friend and colleague, Tim Batt, is currently suffering through some technical difficulties. So I will be coaching
Hello.
You through the scene.
Oh, no.
You caught it for a second there, I think.
Hold on. Keep talking.
I'm on top of it. Don't worry. Paige Harrell is pretty much articulating the... moral dilemma that Zaccoli's facing, and Zaccoli, like the soft boy he is, isn't really picking a side or going either way. He's just like, oh no, now I'm gonna have to take all this money
Hello.
And feel bad about it. That's the worst possible thing that could happen. So he just quietly puts the money in the shoebox and doesn't think about it again.
I think I'm still here, but you can hear me now.
Yeah, you're back, baby.
Oh, cool, and better than ever. Sorry about that. Brief intermission. But Timbo is back.
You're in and out.
I am a bit, aren't I?
You're hot and cold, as Katy Perry would sing. You're hot and you're cold. You're yes and you're no. You're in and you're out. You're up and you're down. Satisfying lyrics, yes. But nothing in comparison to the 41st experience of my life, which I would consider a highlight. That being a performance by Liza Minnelli of the smash hit song by Beyonce, All the Single Ladies, in the film Sex and the City 2. The 42nd best experience of my life, very similar to the 41st and several preceding that. A performance by Liza Minnelli of the smash single by Beyonce, All the Single Ladies, in the film Sex and the City 2. The 43rd highlight. I cannot recall right now, but as soon as I do remember, I will relay that memory to you because I know how interested you are on our journey to the 52 best experiences of my life.
How about how you like me now?
I like you the same I did before.
How you like me now? Bam, 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 bam. Meow.
How you like me
How
now?
How you like me now? Oh, it's a birthday cake. We're back here again. Feels familiar because it is. Guy, let me ask you a question. How many fingers and toes do you have?
20.
Mm. Boring. So
all the extremities.
How many hair follicles do you think you've got in your head?
3.
That is not enough.
Yeah, I agree, but... they're quite sparse, so they wind up looking like way more. But it's just 3 main centers. All the employees have to report to the 3 centers at day and night. In between it, though, they go spread out and do research. Am I clear?
You're not happy. You're drunk. That's what somebody just threw at James Reed from the Feelers, and it cuts to the core. Truly.
For you, right now?
Nah. I don't give a shit. Not to me. Just, oh, cool. Am I back? Hello? Yeah. Hello?
You're back in the room.
It's hard, isn't it? Sometimes I'm in, sometimes I'm out.
Yeah, truly. Well, the good news is that the conflict stewing between Zaccoli and James Reuben, the Feelers, is about to come to a head, which means that the plot of the film, as it is wont to do, will slowly march on.
Summer, hello?
We've got all the elements of the film almost at play right now. We're just waiting for the death of a close friend of the group.
Summerfest.
And we'll be on our way, home and hosed to bed, for a hard-earned rest.
I don't understand why this isn't working. Keep talking, guy. Keep going.
I gotta keep talking according to Tim. But there's nothing in the tank. There's nothing I could possibly say that would keep you on the hook. Other than James Reed from the Feelers, he's always upset when he finds out that his partner is sleeping with Zaccoli.
Oh, sorry.
And rightly so.
Hello. Okay, sometimes I'm in, sometimes I'm out.
And in spite of his silly decision to save a photo of them together as her profile photo on his phone, Zaccoli doesn't see it coming, ever. Game over, bitch. The evidence is in your face.
I put that beer down somewhere and I can't figure out where. I'm also really afraid of moving anything because my microphone barely appears to be working. You know, everybody?
Do you know what we don't talk about enough?
If you're listening, everybody, then everybody just shake your hands.
What?
The sound effect that James Reuben the Feelers does in that scene where he goes, "Hata!"
I do notice it every week, and it's weird that we don't talk about it.
It's pretty good stuff.
This feels like my microphone's not on, I got to be honest. Don't you think?
Yeah, I really do feel like it's struggling for life, which is frustrating, I imagine.
Oh, why don't I change the mic?
This is truly as tense as things can get in this film. And it's a classic line where James Reed from the Feelers calls Zaccoli a weaselly little cunt. You really feel like that's them putting the full heft of their independent filmmaking experience into the script writing experience.
That's what I love about this shit, is it's like, we are now, you and I, outlasting the equipment in here. The microphones won't stand up to fucking four watches in a row of this shit, but we will. You and me, the humans. That's why we're going to beat the robots, guy, because we are adaptable and the robots are not.
The robots wouldn't be so reckless as to make a decision like this. We live in...
Fuck the robots.
Yeah, why did you shave it?
Why'd you shave it, dude? Multiple necklaces. Negligee. He doesn't want to talk about it, guys, so don't bring it up.
So hard not to, though. He usually never has a mark on his face from being punched. I want to know why he got punched.
Don't you think it's weird that Squirrel's wearing a hat that's got nothing on it? It's just a plain teal hat. Like, chuck a fucking Sonic the Hedgehog or something on that shit, boy.
Nah, dude, as a man who's familiar with the teal bucket hat.
It's not a bucket hat, though. At least the bucket hat is its own logo. But that is not what Squirrel is rocking. It's just a teal
like
cap.
Like Charlotte Hornet's colours.
True that, man. Scottie Pippen. Hey.
No, he was a Bulls man.
Oh, fuck, my bad. Who was in the Hornets? Who was, like, short?
NBA was standards. Muggsy Bogues?
Not who I'm thinking of.
I don't know. We've always been those guys.
Teal and, like, purple.
Yeah.
Bold company colours.
I love those company colours. I think they're outstanding.
Melton and Associates. That's who we're dealing with. That's the property management company.
What do you think, Tim? How do you feel about recording for this many hours in a row? Do you think
I'm sick of being self-internalizing? So let's actually get some content out there. Listen, the boys are doing a great job, and frankly, the camera crew are doing a tremendous job for no one to be picked up on that many mirrors in a room. We've revealed like a whole wall of mirrors, and there's a mirror behind them as well. And at no point do I see a boom operator, a fucking camera op, a director, nothing. I don't see shit. And that is hard. That fair shout to them, you know? Hey, look at Zac Efron's arms in this scene. They don't look that impressive. He's about to go and do Baywatch, you know?
That's true. He also just had them folded and then unfolded very quickly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He would have been in a real hurry to get them down.
Continuity. Not really, though. It does. I mean, it fucking barely matters. Barely registers.
No, but they're little wins, and it's these little victories which barely tide us over.
Mm. Just keep you going to the next one. Oh my god! Welcome to the dream, bitches. He says for the umpteenth time.
It's still remarkable to me that he sold the house before revealing that they had a wonderful pool.
I feel like I'm experiencing all the previous 47 watches, like just before this one. Like everything's really stacking up. It's not a good feeling at all. I feel terrible. No. And this is the point in the movie where I usually feel the best.
We've made a grave mistake.
Yep.
And watching,
do you know what? At this point, I wish Brady the Rat King or Dickbot would just appear so that we could look at them and analyze them and talk about them and discover things about them that we don't already know. But no, we're left with these fucking idiots again.
They really put the brakes on, don't they? There you go. See?
Oh, I don't know. That apparently was the bit where Johnny Depp denied Screw some drugs.
Yeah, it didn't really stand out like it didn't pop like I hoped it would. I'm about to just black out.
This whole scene's just, the whole scenario is ridiculous. The whole scenario of us watching this again is ridiculous, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I am too.
Where are you, my two extras? Where's my male and my female at the side of the pool? That's the last footage of Squirrel Alive that we've just watched there. Last night.
That's him checking out. He makes it as far as the lounge.
He's gone. He's fucking down and out. I tell you what though, man, like I've been to parties where this definitely could have happened. Which is terrifying when you think about it, eh?
That is terrifying.
Someone just goes a bit too fucking hard out, chokes on their own vomit, but meanwhile you're too wasted to kind of, you know, it's register that that's happening.
Heavy going stuff.
sorry, my bad. Alright, my bad. Alright, duly noted. Alright. We had bananas. We brought bananas in with us. Who knows where they are now? All I can see is empty beer cans as far as the eye can see, and a salad or two. And a lot of technology.
So much technology. Capturing, like, the lowest
nothing.
Of the low.
Just capturing nothing. Set all this up to get what? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What did happen in the bathroom, though? We didn't give it. We should get a tune for that. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bow. What happened in the bathroom? What happened in the bathroom? What happened in the bathroom? Let's find out this week.
That will certainly
it
suffice.
It ended better than it, you thought it was going to.
Yeah. It did work. Hearing you sing that and realizing how creatively devoid I am right now, I had nothing but respect for your ambition and eventually execution. But I certainly don't have it in me to dig out a speculation.
Well, then allow me to both make up the theme song and intro and also deliver on the promise of the premise.
Knock yourself out, fill your boots.
In that bathroom is, I shit you not, the singularity contained to a single room. There is essentially a black hole in there, which is only observable by Johnny Depp himself, because he was the only person who managed to be in the proximity of it. It is so dense that light itself cannot escape its gravitational pull, but it has the most limited event horizon whereby it stops having any kind of effect on the outside environment. It, like, centimeters away from it. It's the strangest thing. So Johnny Depp comes out there to tell everyone about this physical anomaly that's happening in the universe located directly in their bathroom. And even there is not enough to strike off the top item on the agenda, squirrel's death. And I think that just speaks volumes about how important human life is. Fragile as it is, it's also still shocking when it leaves us, you know?
More shocking or surprising or affecting than discovering almost antimatter in your bathroom.
Yeah, you got it.
That's truly telling.
Four times is too much, eh?
I genuinely don't know if this is publishable.
Is this the real life or is it just fantasy? We're trapped in this room with a film monstrosity. There weren't enough syllables. I have run out, you see.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just a poor boy. There's no Kevin Systrom. There's no reality. Everything's objective. Nothing is real. There are no consequences. Wake up, sheeple. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what Johnny Depp's saying right now, right?
More or less, dude. More or less.
Peppering it with my own slant, but...
No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy.
I can't do it.
Boy.
I need no sympathy.
'Cause it's easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter
to me.
To me. Fucking hell.
Ropey.
So ropey. So ropey, so blue. I tell you what, if you shut your eyes, everything feels so much better than looking at the screen.
No, but there's no escape from it, so I shan't try. Do you know what I love? I feel like my own supervillain. I've got three screens in front of me. In fact, four screens in front of me. I'm fucking five screens in front of me. I'm down with it. A lot of technology facing all on me. This is how it was portrayed to me in the 80s from cartoons that I'd watch on the couch as a young boy.
Yeah, and you're staring it down.
I'm into it.
You're like, what's up,
I'm embracing
bitch?
It.
I can handle this much
yeah,
technology.
Yeah, I've done it. Bring it on. Bring it the fuck on.
I find it overwhelming.
A lot of empty beer cans and screens just staring at me. Now, if anyone's interested to know, because they're not watching along at home, the bit of the movie that we're up to is Somily spurring the advances of Zac Efron. And also he's reviewing speeches he's had with Skrill, who is dead. And also, like, the Emily thing is off. I mean, the Somily thing.
Yeah, but he's listening to recordings from when they were horny
he's
for each other in
he's
Las Vegas. Yeah,
basically, he's reminiscing. And he's gone over to James Reed from the Fearless House to try and make amends. If this is your first time listening to the worst idea, fucking welcome to the baddest podcast that ever got made. And not bad meaning good, but bad meaning fucking terrible.
This is punishing, really. Good Lord, this is embarrassing. If this is being listened to by anyone, we've made a grave mistake.
I will never apologize for ambition, okay?
You needn't apologize for ambition. I think everyone can admire ambition. Reaching for the stars is great. Acknowledging when you don't quite make it to them is also fine.
Never say die. Never say die.
You ready to dig this baby out?
Yep, absolutely. With a little bit of poetry, if I may.
Please.
I was watching a film called We Are Your Friends, and I was hoping at one point that I'd find some ends, but I didn't. It kept going, and I kept watching it. And then I added some more, and then I really started copping it. And I was with my friend Guy, and he was sitting next to me, And before you knew it, it became a monstrosity. Because four times in a day is at least one too much. And if I had to guess, I'd say we're caught in a clutch, which is another word for a handbag, which is a prison, you see. If you're a mouse and you're tiny and you're just little and wee, but we want to get out and escape from our prison, but unfortunately we won't because we built it and we're in it.
Certainly there was a rhythm at moments which was very convincing to me. And there's another minute.
That's all this is. That's all the game is at this point, folks. You can do your own podcast. It's just burning minutes. Do you know no shit? This is what radio's like. If you work in radio, it's just like, cool, how do we burn another minute? We've got to do a minute. How do we burn it?
The initial appeal of podcasting, of course, was that it's like radio without rules.
Give me the rules. Bring them on at this point. Four times of watching a film in a day and having to commentate on it is...
Probably two times too many.
I was wrong. Two times too many. I was dead wrong.
I think we did pretty well for two.
Okay. We're closing in. So actually, let's add some value here. You are currently listening to two people who have probably watched We Are Your Friends more than anyone else in the world, including film editors, directors, whatever. Like, to watch it in its entire cinema release, we're your experts. And I'm here to tell you that the movie is a 3.5 out of 10. It doesn't completely fail to be a film. Like, all the kind of constituent parts are there. There is a plot. There is a semblance of kind of an up and down and a barrier and whatnot. It's just everything is really poorly executed. The script is very bad. The actors are, like, kind of fine, but no one stands out. No one's doing well. And it's just the whole, like... If you look at the themes and morals and universe that's built here, everything's just like, I don't give a shit, you know? Everything's so inconsequential and ephemeral, and there's no wider point to be made. It's just like, is this guy going to be a DJ? No? Yes? Who? Like, either way, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I don't even fucking care.
Life's going to keep happening.
His friend died. I don't even, like, fucking whatevs, dude. There's... You know, good on you. What do you want from me, film?
It's hard to say. It certainly doesn't offer a lot, so I can't ask for much in return. And it's barely warranting our attention. So.
I guess this is one of those films where film reviewers often will say, there wasn't enough depth. I didn't like kind of get involved with the characters. I guess that's what we're describing, but just in a slightly different way. It's impossible to give a shit about this movie because... Like, if Zac Efron lives or dies, I could care less. And I've watched the film, as mentioned, about 4 dozen times now. Who gives a fuck? Kill Screw. I don't care. Kill Johnny Depp. Kill Jarhead. Fucking drop an atomic bomb on the universe they created. I don't give a shit. There's no consequence.
Kill them all.
Kill them all. Or don't. It's the same. That's the point I'm trying to convey. That, like, either which way, it's the same.
Oh, man, I tell you what, the fact... I know it still takes a little while, but I just had, like, a very physical feeling of sort of endorphins being released that we're at least at the point in the movie when he's building a track.
Like, the end this, is in sight.
Them playing this music suggests to me that we're on our way home, which is... such a, like, honestly, the visceral feeling of relief that this soundtracking has given me right now is indescribable.
Mm.
It's great.
We're not there yet though, bud, so just, you know, cool your heels a little.
I know
bit.
But this is enough of a trigger to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. He's still got to call James Reed, but I'll tell you what, if history is anything to go by,
I've passed his prologue,
he's gonna be like, hey, this song's good to go.
Another shower shot of Zac Efron. Very important to get your money's worth when you're throwing half of the production budget at getting one actor. You got to get him with his kit off as much as possible. The dude's training for Baywatch. Cash in on that, you know? Terrible camera work, though. in these scenes. It's got to be said. The dude's got great running form, but we got some bad camera ops, you know, tracking him. It's all over the shop. That's all I have to say on the matter. So now we're in a phone conversation, which is always the most engaging part of any film. This is the bit which they definitely cut for time. There's more to this scene that we don't discover. So Zac Efron has just announced to Jarhead, I got Summerfest, I got the gig. And Jarhead goes, oh, that's awesome. And then goes back to doing his carpentry work. And it's kind of a wistful return from the camera back onto Jarhead. And it's like, that's the bit where Zicoli comes back in and goes, hey, like, is everything okay between us? And then they have a big D&M about how shit is not. And about how Zac is finally making it. And he's a dude who's just going to be trapped in the valley, working for his dad till his dying days, and it's a goddamn train wreck of a situation.
But
do you know what? That would actually make this film about something, because then it's about Zicoli outliving his friends and surpassing them, and it's like the sacrifice you have to take to move to the next level. You know, it's the things you have to say goodbye to get up to the next bit. That's a movie. I get that. Like, that's sacrifice. That's a journey. That's a learning.
What, learning for him to leave his friends behind.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to leave his friends behind,
It's not
though.
Just about his friends. It's about, like, there is sacrifice to gain. You know, like, if you want to be selfish and be like, this is what I'm going to do now, there are some trade-offs for that, and he just made them. His friends fucking hate him because they can't follow his trajectory.
But as it stands, he is not learning anything.
Yeah, because they cut that fucking speech, that duologue.
Fucking play that fucking track, boy.
Play that fucking duologue, white boys.
Yeah. Release me from this prison, please. I'm begging you. I am on hands and knees demanding of you to play the song that you've been preparing for the last hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm barely functional at this point. Eh?
Because the sooner you get that thing out of your system.
Do we get a selfie warning at any point? Where are we with that?
No, you're with you.
Sweet ass. Take a little photo of us. Take a little snapshot of where we're at. Here's my little mobile phone there, hey? We all got him. We all love him. Zicoli is now wrapping up the film, and I couldn't be happier about that. Because we've had entirely enough, I think, of this to last us a goddamn lifetime. And it's actually insane to think that there is more of these watches to go. But there is. You've got your eyes closed in all of the photos, which is good. Wait, have you had your eyes closed for a bit?
Nah, I knew what I was doing, buddy.
Sweet, Bo. You're the master of comedy, Guy Monk.
Comedy. Fuck yeah, dog. Play that helicopter sound effect and round this puppy out. I gotta tell you, Zicoli.
You're so keen to get out of here, eh? You're just done. You're done with the whole project.
I can't imagine sitting in these seats for this long is good for our backs.
I love that we outlasted the microphone, though. It's always good. You gotta love outlasting tech.
Yeah, it's a triumph for humanity over technology.
I mean,
we'll never work together. We'll always work against each other.
Hey, can I reveal something to you? I definitely regret adding that extra one.
Can I reveal something to you? I completely agree. I don't think this is worthy of public consumption.
So, as the global eminent experts of We Are Your Friends, we're here to tell you that we done did it again. We're not quite at the end yet, but we are very much in the parking lot of an American Apparel, which is about to shut down because that company couldn't make things work. And Guy, I've sent that over to you, so you feel free to do what you do best, which is social media. And I'll continue to do what I do best, which is look at We Are Your Friends happening all around me. I mean, what more do you want from it? It's an experiment that Guy and I ventured on 3 years ago that we never really anticipated we'd get to this.
I did not want it to arrive
this
here.
Point.
Never in my life did I imagine this is where it would take us.
But let's do some shout outs. I want to do a shout out to everyone who's ever listened to the podcast. I want to do a shout out to Guy Montgomery.
What up, player?
I'd like to do a shout out to my house. I don't own it, but, you know, I'm one of the people who rent to live in it just temporarily. I'll never own it. It's a very expensive house. Shout out to Zac Efron, who made this film possible in some ways. Shout out to Megan Oppenheimer for signing on to make this thing actually happen. Because if there's one thing I know about Maximum Joseph, it's that he's very bad at homework. So he definitely never handed in any version of the script. Shout out to Moloch, which is the lamp in the shape of an owl that's in the studio. Shout out to Huawei. Shout out to Sony, Panasonic, Pioneer, Tascam, Microsoft, Vio, whoever else wants in, Adidas, Lecoq. Just fucking add your own shout out, you know? Whatever you want, it's in there. Shout out to Rick and Morty.
Shout out to those guys. I feel like I got it all wrong. I put the wrong number on. I delete it.
Just like, we can no longer drive the vehicle, folks. Everyone needs to quickly exit the car at this point. We've pulled over to the side of the road. The good thing is we didn't crash, okay? We're all still safe, but it's very important that everyone exits the vehicle at this point. And we will just go about our lives like this last one never happened. This is the drunk driving of podcast offences. Let's just pretend like it wasn't a thing. It never went down. We'll see you guys. Just stay safe out there. Look after each other. Keep going to music festivals that are held in American Apparel car parks. Paramount. Keep listening to Zaccoli's pseudo-philosophy. Because these days, you can sell shit online. You can do whatever you want. But the thing is, if you've got one trick and a dream and a laptop and
so fucking sorry, everybody.
You do it.
I'm so sorry that we did this. We mean well. We're good guys. But this is disrespectful to everyone, especially ourselves. What we just put ourselves through. The indignity of that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Can you believe that?
But the good thing is it just shows you that, you know, humans aren't immortal. No one's a bottomless well. Yeah.
Nah.
We're very much bottom full wells. And we found the bottom probably 2 hours ago. And we decided to just press on. That was my bad.
I know I can be somebody. We're just somberly dancing away from putting this microphone
down. For real though, real quick though. What would be a movie that would actually stand up to this many watches? Like what would
Nothing.
Work?
Nothing.
I don't know. I think some shit would.
I think it's the wrong time to ask that question. I can't imagine anything standing up to amount of fucking exposure and scrutiny.
What has been your favorite movie in the past? What's been one of your favorite movies that you know carried around for a few years being like, this is my favorite movie? Even if it's not your favorite movie right now.
I always enjoy watching Inglourious Basterds.
Bit of Tarantino, eh? Hey, the film just ended, everybody. We Are Your Friends.
Fuck,
the
I'm
title screen's
this down.
Just up
it's
there.
All over.
No, dude, we're still going. There's credits to go. For myself, I probably, you know, and I'm almost embarrassed to say this out loud, but The Matrix is definitely one of those ones that I carry around for a few years being like, this shit's good. This is a good movie. I can't express to you how done Guy is. He's wrapped up the headphones and he looks like he is just amazed that it's a return from a tour of duty. You know? It's happy and sad.
Stop talking.
It's happy and sad. I want to shout out to Johnny Weston, Shai Fernandez, and also my dog, Alex Schaefer. Because combined with Wes Bentley and Zac Efron, they're my boys. They are the fuck boys, pure and simple. It took two people to do the casting on this film. which frankly shocks and amazes me, because that's usually a credit I see with one name and better people who ended up in the film. But not this time. Two people, half the effort, which means a quarter of the effort for each person. But listen, I'm just being an asshole. I've never made a feature film. I don't know how it all works and fits together. I dare you to try. You know? Give Tanya Romero her cash back. Cause that's what I'm watching in front of the screen right now. Some cosmic justice, y'all. And there's a house for sale sign in the fucking... in the foreground. Never noticed that before. Well, that's it. I'd like to say thank you very much to our unit production manager, Nathan Kelly. Great dude. And that's it. I'm not going to keep listing people in the credits like I did last time. Instead, I'm going to give you some life wisdom to round off this episode of the podcast, if this ever goes online. And here's the first bit. The first bit of wisdom is, microwaves way safer than people give you credit for. Just nuke anything, man. Chuck it, bang it in there and eat it. See what you get. You know? Okay, number two. Hey. Flu vaccine is actually a good idea. Go get it. Go get it, everybody. Go get it. Here's another one. Just because the food is cheap doesn't mean that it's bad, necessarily. Most times that's true, but you will get the odd loophole that breaks the rule. So just keep searching is what I'm saying. Myself, I continue to go to McDonald's to get a Filet-O-Fish combo. And the secret is, instead of getting a soda, get yourself a water. You don't feel like shit at the end of it, because you've got a ton of salt, which, you know, the body needs to an extent. But you haven't loaded yourself up with an outrageous amount of Coca-Cola sugar. You've just got, like, the amount of sugar that's in their chips and burgers, which is still a lot, don't get me wrong. But you're hydrated with that water that you got. Drink water wherever you can. The real killer that we've got in society at the moment is Sody Pop, I think. It's a great treat, but don't drink too much of it. It's a special treat. And if you're gonna get it, get a good brand. Don't get the stuff that you always get. Get the good stuff. Treat yourself. Get some artisanal shit. But just get way less of it. Don't tell me I'm a fucking rich, you know, latte-sipping asshole from Auckland. I owe people heaps of money. There's no way around it. A homeless man is in a better financial position than I am, because he owes no one any money, presumably. But my point is, less cola, but better cola. And actually, that's the same with everything. Anything that's bad for you, do less of it, but do better quality stuff if you can. I know not everyone can, but if you can, do it. You know? What's another example? I guess booze. What else? Guy's just eating his salad. He's not even, you know. There's a mic nowhere near his lips, so he's not going to be answering the call. But I tell you what, we're in the dying moments of this final fourth go-around. We're just saying our vote of appreciation for all of the musical tracks that made this movie what it was. And I am not exaggerating when I say that the music really did make this movie any kind of bearable. A lot of places being shouted out for archival footage provided by, and as I mentioned last time, I mean, that's just another fancy word for we got our stock footage from these people. And there's about a dozen different companies listed. So, up to you, everyone. To both Josephs, Maximum and Minimum, thanks for tuning in. This is Timbat signing off. You want to say anything, Guy? Guy's shaking his head. Good night, everyone. Goodbye.
This movie's still fine. Zuccoli, pasta.
One of them dies, they go screw. One of them's a hottie, his name is Jay. One of them looks like Johnny Depp, and his name is Johnny Depp.
Classic Maximum Joseph.
You forget that films are supposed to have a point.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited-edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.